Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. It is the Prayer Closet, that half hour out of every day to lift up your needs, cares, and concerns before the Lord. If you have a prayer request today, 419-389-0893, 419-389-0893, or prayer at yeshome.com. Let us know what's on your heart, your mind. We want to pray for you today. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information, so you don't have to worry about that. Don't let that hinder you from getting the prayer that you need. We just want to pray for you today. 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. And Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you for this time that we have to come before you to lift up these needs, these cares, these burdens before you. And as well as these praises, Lord, if those who call in with praises or celebrations of answers of prayer, Lord, we lift them all before you, knowing that you are a good and gracious Father, ready to hear from us, ready to receive from us all good things, that you're ready to give us all good things out of your hand. And Lord, we thank you that you are God who cares, that you are God who listens, that you are God who meets us, that helps us, that strengthens us. We praise you this day. We celebrate you for your goodness. We pray that you would glorify yourself in this time as you glorify yourself in the lives of our listeners. And that through these answers to prayer and through your response to them, Lord, that they would see your hand at work in their lives and give glory and honor to you. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Once again, 419-240-1937, call or text, email or text, studio at yeshome.com. And before we get into our prayer requests, we always like to get into God's Word, get our day started out right, and get ourselves focused and ready for prayer. And we've been looking through the book of Philippians, a great book of the Bible. And remember, as Paul is writing this book, he's under house arrest in Rome, and he is chained to a Roman guard 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And yet he writes this wonderful book of joy and encouragement to the Philippian church. And we've been looking through, just kind of making our way through. We're up to chapter 2 right now, and entering into a great chapter. Well, it's all great, but one of my favorite chapters of this and one of the great hymns or doxologies about Christ, and which we'll actually get to tomorrow. We don't have time to do today. But let's begin in verse 1 of chapter 2 of Philippians. So if there's any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. That's verses 1 through 4 of chapter 2. And I think about these verses. Boy, how timely are these? As we live in a culture of selfies, a culture of narcissism, a culture that's all about me, promoting my brand. You know, everybody is now a brand. We've commodified ourselves. That's really what we've commodified ourselves. That's what we've done. We've made ourselves into products that we have to then sell out into the world. And so I think that's what drives a lot of what we see online. It drives a lot of what we see on Facebook. It drives a lot of what we see on Twitter. It drives a lot of what we see in Instagram and all these other places. This need, this incessant need to, you know, put our face out there and talk about what we're doing and sell our lives to others. We made our lives a commodity that needs to be sold, and we need to show how they're bigger and better and brighter than everyone else's to garner the attention of others, which we then, from that attention, derive value for our lives. Our lives are valuable, they're worthwhile, they're important to the extent that other people pay attention to them. That's the mindset of our culture today. I think that's even the mindset in the church, that it drives a lot of what the church does. This is, you know, attracting attention. Is this drawing people? Is this, you know, making waves? Is it getting us likes? And we judge the value of the church based on that. Unfortunately, all of this is a diminishment of who we are and a diminishment of what we are created to be. The value of our lives is not in what other people think of them. The value in our lives is not in how much other people pay attention to them. The value of our lives does not lie in how many followers we have in Twitter or how many likes we get on Facebook. Our lives are not commodities to be sold. Paul writes here that it be lived for the sake of others, that it be lived in humility, not seeking attention for ourselves, but seeking to serve. What's more valuable, a life that garners attention or a life that serves? A church that garners attention or a church that serves? A life that seeks the good of others or seeks only for itself. Same with the church. Which is truly the more valuable in God's kingdom? Now, that's not to say sometimes, you know, by doing good to others and serving others, we will garner attention. People will be attracted to that, drawn to that, and say, I want to be a part of that. I'm not saying if you're a big church or people are paying attention to you, that somehow that's intrinsically bad. You know, there are people who've gotten famous because of their service. But I will say there's a difference between fame and celebrity. There's a difference between, and let me put it this way, there's a difference between being well-known and being a celebrity. I don't think it's necessarily bad to be well-known. Jesus was well-known. He was not a celebrity. See, celebrity takes that being well-known as the end in itself. The purpose of celebrity is to be well-known and to be even more known. And everything we do is garnered around that, to become more well-known. Increase our followers, increase our Twitter followers, increase our Instagram followers, increase this, that. People, eyeballs on screens. That is the purpose of celebrity. But one can be well-known and not have that as their purpose. Maybe not even want to be well-known, but you just end up that way anyway. I remember a story, I don't know if it was Anthony, one of the early monks in the early church. And these monks would often go out to the desert to be alone. I don't know if it was Anthony. His name might have been Anthony. I can't remember which one this one was. But they would go off, you know, just off by themselves into the desert to contemplate the scriptures and contemplate on the Lord and devote themselves to prayer. And what happened is sometimes these guys would become, you know, famous for being holy men, if you will. And I remember a story of one monk who kept moving further and further and further out in the desert because the people kept following him. You know, he got such a reputation for holiness and wisdom because people come out and talk to him and he'd give them advice, and it was good advice because it was rooted in the scriptures and God. And so he got this reputation for being wise and holy. And so more and more people came out to see him, and he kept trying to move further and further away so people would leave him alone so he could study and contemplate the scriptures. And people kept following him. There's a guy who was well known, but he wasn't a celebrity. He had no desire to be well known. He actually wanted to be alone. We can become well known in our service, in our love for others, but that's not our purpose. And if tomorrow the crowds go away, we're going to keep doing what we do. We're not going to start doing it just because it's drawing a crowd, and we're not going to stop doing it if the crowds leave and go on to the next new flashy thing. We're just going to be who we are because this is what we do. So there's the difference between being well known and being a celebrity. You know, I think being a celebrity is toxic to the Christian life. It is toxic to churches. It's toxic to individuals. That doesn't mean if you're well-known, however, that that's necessarily toxic. But being a celebrity means you're living for the purpose of being well-known. And Paul's writing here saying this is the exact opposite of what we should be doing. Think about what he says. He says, if there's any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection, any sympathy. In other words, if you're drawing anything at all from your relationship with Christ, he says, then complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. So having the same mind, the same love, being in one accord, devoted, all devoted to one, the same thing. So what is that? But he says in verse 3, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility, count others more significant than yourselves. Let each one of you not look to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Live humbly, thinking of others as more significant than yourselves. This is, if you're drawing encouragement and love and joy from knowing Christ, if you're drawing encouragement from the Spirit, if you're drawing encouragement from the love you experience from God, then live out that love. Take that. And with that as your source of validation, with that as your source of significance, with that as your source of purpose and meaning, being grounded in God, knowing that you are loved by Him and drawing all that you need from Him, that then frees us to go out and live humbly before others. Treat them more significant than yourselves. We know we're taken care of. We have the comfort and the love and the grace of God. We're accepted. We're loved. We're cared for. We know our value and worth. Therefore, we can go out and live humbly, treating others as more significant, looking after their needs, not just our own. And notice he doesn't say we're not to look after our needs. He says, let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. That doesn't mean we can't, you know, obviously we have to take care of our stuff. You know, there's interests that we have. We need to feed ourselves and clothe ourselves and, you know, take care of ourselves. We all have needs that need to be met. That's okay. He's not saying it's wrong to look after your interests, but he is saying, but we can't just do that. Let us also look after the interests of others. Yes, I need to take care of my stuff, but I also need to concern myself with the stuff of other people. Because that's what I'm called to do in Christ. It isn't about me promoting me. It is about me getting me well known. It is about me getting more likes on Facebook and followers on Twitter and all that other stuff. It isn't about me promoting me as some kind of brand, commodifying myself and my life to sell to others. That's not at all what our lives are to be about. But instead, let me live investing myself in other people, helping other people, considering others as more significant than myself. See, when we draw attention to ourselves, we say, I got to have more followers. I got to have more people looking at me, paying attention to me. What are we saying? I got to convince people that I'm more important than everybody else. I'm more important than other people. You need to pay attention to me. It's based on exalting ourselves over others. God says that's not the way to live. Humble yourself. Treat others as more significant. Make them important. Show them how they matter. That's how we should live, with that humbleness in spirit. And that desire to exalt others and build others up. Because we are drawing our hope, our purpose, our meaning, our significance from Christ, who's reminding us each and every day that we are his beloved children and freeing us to live for others. So today, look after someone else's interests. Build someone else up. Treat someone as more significant than you and walk humbly with God. It is the Prayer Closet, 419-389-0893, or prayer@yeshome.com. And a prayer question for a listener whose mom is in hospice near death, and they're just been kind of hanging on here for a while, but doctors have given her just a few days or weeks to live, and so we're asking for prayer for them. Lord, we do lift this family up to you as they're nearing the passing of their mother, and Lord, we pray that you would comfort them in this time, grant them peace as they prepare to say goodbye to her. Lord, we thank you for her faith. Thank you that she is a believer, that we have a sure knowledge and hope of her salvation. And Lord, may the knowledge and hope of that salvation encourage the hearts of her children, her husband, and the rest of the family. May it encourage them with hope and with joy to know that she is soon to be called home to you. And may they find hope and peace in that, even as they mourn and find sorrow in her passing. Lord, we know it is not an end, but a beginning for her, and a joyous rebirth into the eternal life that you have promised. And so, Lord, may they comfort themselves and with those words and that truth. And we pray this in your name. Amen. This has been the Prayer Closet. Remember, you can get your prayer request to us at any time by texting or emailing throughout the day at prayer@yeshome.com. And we'll always pray for those coming up on the next Prayer Closet. We pray when they come in, but we'll always pray for them on the next Prayer Closet as well. So you can send those to us at any time at prayer@yeshome.com. If you need prayer throughout the day, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., you can always call our offices here at 419-389-0893, as we are always have folks here. Be happy to pray with you. And if you need to talk to someone, get some just counseling or help, remember our chat line is open to you 24 hours a day. You can get connected to a live online spiritual coach for an online chat session. That's available at our website, yeshome.com. Just click the chat now button. I'm Pastor Tommy Briggs. It's been the Prayer Closet. God bless everybody. Have a great day.